Ayim, he says to use water, v'hu adin li'efer. He also holds you have to use eshet. There's no machlokes here. It like cleans it a little bit and also gives a bad taste. It takes out the taste of the yain nest a little bit ruins the taste, and also mashmitz, it's a cleanser, cleans it. Rabba barbachon omar li'efer, no, put the eshes there first, and v'hu adin l'mayim, then you have to have water. They both agree you need two ingredients. The question is, what comes first? Do you put the water first, or do you put the ashes first? And the more says, "V'lei pligi," really, there's no machlekes over here. I'll tell you, "Hor b'ritivoso, hor b'yabeshto." If the vat was wet, it was moist. So b'ritivoso, if it's wet already, now what you can do is first put in the afer there, put the ashes, like rub it in good, and then secondly, wash off the afer with water. Hor b'yabeshto, if it was dried out though, then the ashes by itself won't seep in, so then you first have to put water there first, and then put the eifer, the ashes, or mashash rashes, and rub it well, whether it'll clean it, or take out the taste, so there's no machlokes. You need both things. It has to be first moist, and then you put your eifer, rub it in well. Itma, learn like this. Itma bei Rav, learn to the base medish of Rav, mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, that Amr, they said like this. Tarti tlos. You have to do two things, and sometimes three things. So Rashi explains two and three means, beritifto, if it's wet, tarti, then it's enough too. What does that mean? First put afer, put the ashes there, now it's already moist, so the ashes will mix in well, clean out well, and then secondly, your mayim, rinse it off secondly. But biaveshto, let's say you start out with a dried out vat, and then tlos, you have to do three things. That means first mayim, first moisten it, then v'yefer, then put in these ashes. And then thirdly, umayim, you have to wash it out, rinse it out a second time. That's the learned of tarati utlas. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said no, he said tlas dalid. That's three and four times, a little bit more. What does that mean? Rashi says tlas b'ritivoso. If it's wet, you have to do three times. That means afer, it's wet already, so just put afer, umayim, v'yefer. But you have to do afer twice, not enough once, not two times. Then Rashi speaks out, even though you're going to have to rinse it out a second time, because you can't leave the mess there, we're not including the second time. That's only to clean up the mess. That's not really part of the mice of Hechsher, so we don't include the second rinsing. So if a Shmuel says you need at least three times, meaning if it's wet already, so you have to put Afer once, then rinse out the Afer, and put Afer there a second time. That's what you have to do. That's called Tlas, and Dalet means, let's say it's dried first. If it's dried out first, what we'd have to do is first put the wetness, then put the afer, then mayim, then afer again. Yes. Now, the suri yamast and suri they learned, hochi. This is what they learned in suri. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's two or three and four. So you have to do it twice. Pumpadisa master, pumpadisa they learn like this. They Rav, the name of Rav, in the base medish of Rav, that Amri that said over there, Mishmei, the Rav, the name of Rav. Class dalit. No, even Rav started out. You have to have at least three or four times. And if it's wet already, so just put ashes, mayim and ashes. Or else if it's dry, you have to put mayim, ashes. Even Rav held like that. Well, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says more. Dalit vei. You have to have four and five times. You have to have more. So Marcel Blitzig, real is no machlekes between Surya and the Pumpadisa. Fletrigi, mar kachoshev maya basroi, or mar lo kachoshev maya basroi. The second sheet, when he says four and five, what he means to say is the second rinsing. When you rinse it off at the end, he also includes it. So the kids, so they both agree, what you have to have mainly is two times you have to use the ashes there. You have to clean it out with ashes. The question is, when you clean it out at the end, rinse it off, is the last rinsing included in this cheshbon or not? So when you have four and five, would mean yes, you're including the last rinsing. That means let's say it was first wet, so you have to have ashes, and mayim. If it was dry, so you have to have mayim, ashes, and then mayim again. That's how you have five. That's the halacha. If you ever want to clean out like this, you have to use ashes two times. It's not enough once, you have to use it twice. Again, this was a vat. Boy minei Rabbi Avua. They asked the question from Rabbi Avua like this. Hani gurgi tiyarmoi. These nets that the goyim use by their wine factory, that they have a net there that they hold the grapes in place. But while they're pressing while they're pressing the grapes, you have to hold it in place. So gurgi is like a net. Rashi says, "Akolim uvelaz rebusia v'korchin oisin svivas hatabo." They wrap this net around the mane of tapuach, like apple, pack full of grapes. Shlai yispazu anovim, the grapes should not spread out. Mikayved akor, when they used to put down the heavy beam on top of the grapes to press down the grapes, so to make sure the grapes are not dispersed, they would have a net to keep it in place. Yeah. Sahani gugurna di amoy, my, if a Jew now wants to buy it and wants to use it to make kosher wine, what type of hechsher, how do you have to make this kosher? So, Malay, Rabbavua said this, Tinisu, we learned like this. We learned the Gemara, Tinisu, Hareshahoya Gitov, of a person that had a vat of wine, Ubeiz Bada, his olive press, Tumeyim, that became Tomei. And now he wants to make it kosher, wants to make it Tor. Now he wants to make the rest of his wine, the rest of his oil, v'tayra. He doesn't want the wine to be tamei. So he wants to make a hechsher upon the vat or upon the olive press. So it's like this: hadafin for your hadoshim, for your lulvim, madiches. Not just to wash them off. So hadafin, that's the side beams. Rashi says, "Heino suyim kibin delis." I mean, like a door there. For nois olive tapur, you put this on top of the pile of grapes. That's the dafin. A door for your hadoshim. That's type of network. That's the vat itself. That's the bowl that you hold the wine in itself, that you press the wine in. That's hadoshim. For your halulvim, that's a lulv. That's mstama Russia's tadisa shemachavit based on novim. That's like the broom that you use there to clean up the wine press. That's like a lulav, the branches of the palm branch that uses a broom to clean up. So these things, madich, it's not just to wash them off, that's all. In other words, you wash it in water. Yeah.
What about the
selfie? Now here's the question is, what that the yayin inside of his tummy, so it doesn't seep in that much, so it's not just to wash them out, that's all. Rashi brings down here, Mirat Samashma, that you do not even have to have Afer, Lagas. Like these things are like a gas. And here it says it's enough just to wash it out. Mashma, you do not even have to have Afer. However, Lamais Halacha, we pass, can you do need Afer? Vaita, for Hakolin Shel Notzrim, for Yakolim, that's these types of nets made from Notzrim, Shvotim, or else we shall batzbutzim, different type of things that grow. Batzbutz, Rashi says, canvas, beloy tvei, a canvas, seeps in more. Oh boy, nigav b'yefim, I'm here, you have to have nigav. Seem menagvan. Here you have to use this solution of water and ashes together on these things. V'shel shifa, v'shel gami, if it's made from these type of material, shifa, Rashi says, puyir, I'm not sure, v'shel gami, yunik beloy tuva. These things kits are bolded too, but these things seep in much more. Gami is used like reeds. And Meshanashtam Shalshifa is all something that grows. Vishalshifa Vishagami, and these things they sap in, they seep in more, so the tam is still inside it. Therefore, Miyashnu Nyudbeis Chodeshat, leave it over for 12 months till it dries out completely, then it's not considered like the yain is here anymore. The Dovetomi goes away, then what comes out is tor. Now, maybe you don't have to leave it over for a year, just from one season to another season. Migas legas means from one wine season until the next wine season. Or mibad labad, from one season of olives pressed to the second season. Samar asks the question, it's a year apart, but you do it once a year. Samar says, they're both saying the same shita. They're both saying you have to leave it alone for one complete year. And then it dries up so much, and after that, it's not considered like you have any yayin here, or any oil here. So who are they both saying the same thing? So Mar says, no, Ika benayu, churfri viafli. From season to season, sometimes one year you have an early season, and the next year you may have a late season. So if you go from season to season, sometimes it could be 11 months, and sometimes it could be 13 months, depending on how early and how late you may depress this year. But if you hold Yud Beis Chodesh, that's a set of time. It always has to be exactly 12 months. Rabbi Yossi says, Haraitzel Atayron Miyad, if somebody wants to make a Hechsher right away, in other words, you have Yayin Tomei in your vat, or Oil Tomei in your press, and you want to make a Kosher right away, and you want to get the tam, the wine, out completely in order to be able to use your kelim. So then the lacher is magilim bereiskin. He said the eitzer is make hagola, cook it up in hot water, and that's it. If you cook it up in hot water, you make a hechsh, you get out all the tam, all the yain comes out, and then the kli is tor. Oy choltin b'mezesim. The other eitzer is pour in hot olive oil. Choltim, choltim means with hot, b'mezesim, olive oil. So cook it up in hot olive oil, that also makes hechshim. Some, if it's a olive press, so then heat it up, like Rashi before said, heat up the whole press, and let it bubble up there, and that will make a hechshim. Rav Shimon Gamliel aimer, Mishum Rav Yaisi aimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishum Rav Yaisi aimer, Manichen tachas tziner. Just put it under a gutter, a flow of water, Shemeim of Mekalchin, that its water is flowing out, by the Mayan, or else through a well, the Mayan, Shemeim of Reitzchim, that its water is running. So get just let fresh water run through this kli. That would also make a hechsher right away. There's running water, it's new water coming in, and that takes out all the yayin, all the oil that's there. But the kama, how long do you have to let the water run? Some, it's not enough, 2 minutes. How long? So oina, one oina. We use old oina means a period of time, a 12-hour period of time. Usually there are two oinas to the day. There's day and there's night. So now, kederach shomer b'yayin esach, the same way we said here by yayin esach, that you have to let your kli rinse out for 12 hours, for oina. Kachomru b'tairis, the same way we said by tairis also. If you want to make it hechshir, it was tomei. If yayin tomei went into the vat, and now you want to get rid of the yayin tomei, so the same way, rinse it out for one complete oina, for 12-hour period, let the fresh water run through it. So Gemara says, kalpilai, just the opposite. The tairis kamina, we're talking about now about tairis. So we're given a shear that if your wine vat, or the olive press is tamei, how do you make it tor? Let new water run through it for 12 hours. So we're saying this halacha b'ilchas tairis. So what are you telling me? The same way we learned it by yayin nesach, that's the way we're learning by tairis. It's not true. We're talking about tairis now. Maybe we can learn out yayin nesach from this halacha. But we're talking about now tairis, not about yayin nesach. El Rabbi meant to say the opposite way. You're right. Eli meant to say was, kederach shamru b'tairis, the same way now we're talking about tairis. How do you get out the wine out of the vat? The wine that's tamei, in order to leave it. Tor, like in the stam of the case it was, that the wine was tamei. Now the wine, the stam was a rishon l'tumah. A rishon l'tumah is not matam kelim. So the kli itself didn't become tamei. It was only a question you have the tam of the yayin that's tamei. So how do you get rid of the wine? That was our problem. So it's saying now, these are the way you get rid of the wine. Let fresh water run through it for 12 hours, and that takes out all the yayin. So the same way it said Vahilchus Tyrus to make the yayin tamei out, the same way, kachomru b'yayin nesach. It was a question, this vat was used with yayin nesach, and you want to remove all the yayin nesach from here in order to make kosher wine on this vat. So that's the yetzah, let it rinse out for 12 hours straight. Now, kamo oino, how much exactly is this oino that we said, this period of time? So, Omar Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Omar Rebbe Yechanan. Oyoy my laila. We said either a day or else a night, that's where we hold. Even though we hold, it's always that way, even though it's not even. Like in the summer, there's more day than there is night, it doesn't make a difference. It's oyoy my laila. And the same thing, because neither that a veset is called the yoy my laila, the veset, last time she saw, whether it's a daytime or nighttime. Oyoy my laila. Whoever Rebbe Chono Shino was his name, V'yarmula, some say was Rebbe Chono Bar Shino, Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, some name of Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rebbe Yechon, a little bit different. Not you have a choice, either a day or a night, but it has to be exactly Chatzi Yoyim B'chatzi Laila, half of a day and half of a night. That's what he says. And Omer Rebbe Shmo Bar Yitzchak V'letlik, really there's all my flakers over here. I'll tell you, they both mean the same thing, a 12-hour period. Nisan and Tishrei, that's when the day and night is equal. So the day and night is equal, then it's either Yom or Laila. You have a 12-hour period. That's what he said, Chatzi Yom and Chatzi Laila. Tamuz, that's in the winter, summer now, when we have long days, and V'teves, or else in the winter when you have short days and long nights. So there you can't just take a choice, either a day or a night, because the day could be in the winter 8 hours, and the night is much longer. When the winter, summer, the opposite. Therefore, he held it has to always be an equal amount. Therefore, it's 12 hours, meaning half a day and half a night. However, the Maisel Halacha, we know at the first sheet, not like his explanation, but Stam Oyoyim Oylaila. A Naina means a period of time, a night time or also daytime. Even though they change the time, sometimes the night is shorter, sometimes the night is longer, that doesn't make a difference. So Oyna means a period of time, a daytime or a night time. Omar Rav Yehuda, he was like this. Tani Ravke, again, all these Hechsherim here are special Hechsherim for these things, a wine press or an olive press, mainly because it was used with cold. There was never heat, it wasn't heated up, the wine or the olive. Therefore, your special coolers had to make a Hechsher, just rinse it out for 12 hours. But something that really became awesome because it was cooked up, that was filleted, that's next blood, that is a different type of Hechsherim. Now, Omar Rav Yehuda, Hani Rafki Diamoy. This Rafki Diamoy Rashi says, Mashmer is a type of a net also, Kimin Sakin, Shinoistum Bem Shemorim, Loitzias Ayenam. These are, when you make the wine, you have like nets picking up the wine, picking up the Shemorim, picking up the sediments in the bottom of the wine. You want to clean out the wine. So you have like nets there going through cleaning out the wine. So the Goyim used this, the Amoy. This was used in a Goyish factory with Yai Nesach. So now a Jew wants to use it. So how does a Jew make it kosher? So the Mizayah, if it's made from here, Rashi says, Shoshar Odom. For like both two, therefore does not absorb so much. Here does not absorb so much. Simple, it's only made the Mizayah Madichin. It's enough just to wash it out, that's all. Rinse it out, get all the outside yain off it, and then a Jew can use it. The Amro, let's say this net was made from wool, so then menagvan, then you need the eitz of our Mishnah, you have to use it with ashes, and then water, rinse it out with ashes also. The kitno, let's say it was made from flax, Rashi says that absorbs much more. The kitno, miyashnon, you have to leave it, oh, let it be old for a year, because do not use it for a year. Miyashnon. Vi'ika kitri, if it has knots in it, sharulu, before you let it dry out, make sure you untie the knots. The hani dikulei, the chalosa di amoy. The Kuli Rashi says, Chalosa Rashi says, Kiveri shal shvotim shmesanim em yain. There's also things they also use to clean out the wine with them. A filter's right, type of filter's right. The chiti, beehive, right, yeah. But it was a special beehive that the wine would go through it like, and you'd filter out the wine. The sediments will stay on the bottom of it. Strain. What are they, strains? What are they, what the chiti means? Also strainers. Two different types of strainers here. The chiti, sahani de kulei v'chalosa di amoy. So it depends. You can cut me shortly. Hani de kulei v'chalosa di amoy ye de chiti. If it's made from the chiti, the chal, if it's made with string, yeah, the tsuri madichin. What? Pond fiber. That was made from. Rashi the Chab and Rashi says Chavolim Shel Tzuri Dekel. You are made from fibers of palm. If that's the way these things were made, so that these things do not absorb so much the wine. Therefore, Madichin. It's enough just to rinse it out. Madichin. That would be enough. But the Tzavta, if it's made from pieces of wood, the Tzavta says Min Gami.